Hi, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. If you're new to tapping, visit our website to learn the basics of the process. This tapping meditation is on releasing resentment. At some point, we all experience feelings of resentment, whether at a significant other, family member, friend, boss, or someone else. You may resent someone you feel has taken advantage of you, brushed you aside, failed to express appreciation for you, or maybe you resent someone who asked you to give more than you wanted without giving much back in return. There are lots of reasons for feeling resentful, and at the core of those issues is an absence of healthy boundaries. When we're able to say no and create boundaries that support our well-being, we can more successfully avoid the situations that cause us to feel resentful. With healthy boundaries in place, our relationships are also healthier. In this tapping meditation, we're going to begin by releasing resentment and then use tapping to support you in setting healthier boundaries that prevent you from feeling resentful in the future. Remember, today's meditation is meant to serve as a guide to get you tapping on this topic and give you some general language and ideas on how to tap. As always, if the language doesn't apply to you, you can change it to fit your needs. As you tap, notice any ideas, thoughts, impressions, emotions, or specific memories that you can tap on, either during this meditation or on your own. The more specific you can be with your particular experience, what you're feeling exactly, what happened, what you believe, the better your results are going to be. So let's start by focusing on what you're currently feeling. We'll spend a few minutes doing negative or truth tapping, not to anchor it in, but rather to acknowledge it and let it go. Feeling safe to acknowledge how we feel, to speak the truth about our current experience, is one of the most powerful things you can do. To begin, focus on the person or situation you're feeling resentful about. Really think about how unfair or unbalanced that relationship or situation is. Let yourself feel the full force of your resentment and any other emotions you may feel when you think about it. On a scale of 0 to 10, how resentful do you feel? Write that number down. And let's start by taking 3 deep breaths. Feeling safe and grounded in your body. We'll start by tapping 3 times on the karate chop point. Even though I'm feeling so resentful about this person or situation, I love myself and accept how I feel. Still on the karate chop point. Even though I'm so full of resentment, I can hardly see straight. I love myself and accept how I feel. Even though I'm feeling all this resentment about this right now, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Tapping through the points, eyebrow. I'm so resentful right now. Side of the eye. This just isn't right. Under the eye, I'm being taken advantage of. Under the nose, it's just so wrong. Under the mouth, and I'm so resentful about it. Collarbone, so resentful right now. Under the arm, so angry and hurt. Top of the head, feeling so resentful right now. Eyebrow, I can't contain all of this resentment any longer. side of the eye. It just keeps swelling up inside me. Under the eye, all this resentment. Under the nose, I'm so sick of being taken advantage of. Under the mouth, I'm so sick of being taken for granted. Collarbone, all this resentment. Under the arm, I just can't contain it anymore. Top of the head, maybe I don't have to. Back to the eyebrow. Maybe I can let myself feel it. Side of the eye, letting myself feel this resentment now. Under the eye, it's safe to feel this resentment. Under the nose, and it's safe to release it. Under the mouth, this resentment is not helping me. Collarbone, it's keeping me stuck, making me feel more and more resentful. Under the arm, and I don't want to be stuck anymore. Top of the head, it's safe to let this resentment go now. Eyebrow, I can let go of this resentment. Side of the eye, moving forward, I can express how I feel. Under the eye, I can say no when I don't want to do something. Under the nose, I can say no when I don't want to give more. Under the mouth, I can speak up when something doesn't feel right. Collarbone, it's safe to let go of this resentment now. Under the arm, I can focus on setting healthier boundaries. Top of the head, and allow myself to pause and reflect when I notice myself giving more than I'm comfortable giving. Eyebrow, it's safe to let go of this resentment. Side of the eye, it's safe to say no when something doesn't feel right. Under the eye, I can say no and still be loved. Under the nose, I can say no and still be respected. Under the mouth, I can say no and learn to love myself even more. Collarbone, I don't always have to say yes. Under the arm, I can say no or even not now when something doesn't feel right. Top of the head, it's safe to let go of this resentment now. Eyebrow, I can speak up for myself when I need to. Side of the eye, I can express how I feel. Under the eye, I can say no when that feels right. Under the nose, releasing this resentment from every cell in my body. Under the mouth, letting it all go now. Collarbone, going forward, I can say no when I need to. Under the arm, I can relax and tune into my emotions so I can set healthier boundaries. Top of the head, letting it all go now. Go ahead and take a deep breath. And notice how resentful you're feeling now when you think about the person or situation that was making you resentful. Give your resentment a number of intensity on a scale of 0 to 10. Look for any shift. If it was an 8 before and now it's a 7, it's moving in the right direction. Notice any shift. What else came up during that process? What other emotions, memories, and ideas? Write down anything else that came up and either continue tapping on it now or commit to addressing it in the future. I'm going to keep the music going for another minute or two. If you're still feeling a lot of resentment, you can also visualize yourself talking to the person you're feeling resentful of, tapping through the points, and saying the things you want to say to that person out loud. Just see yourself in that situation, speaking your truth, tapping through the points. It's a powerful way to release resentment, as well as anger and other emotions that may have gotten stuck in your body and mind. Keep tapping through the points. Visualize what happened and visualize what you want to say. Speak freely. Even if it's something you never say in person, it's safe to say it now. Let go of that resentment and allow your body, mind, and spirit to heal. Until next time, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. Take care and keep tapping.